understanding.
Yeah, you could talk about anything.
What?
You could talk about anything.
There's some questions that I will try to answer about our life around here on the island. Back in here in Alaska, we live in a cold place, and we had over there, there are animals that we hunt for and use them for garments to put on, and to use them meat for food. So if there's some questions, I will try to. Good thing we speak English now.
Do you still make a lot of fur garments? Do people make mukluks and parka?
Oh yeah, we still make mukluks. But ever since we have some money from some, like all these pensions, and some people work and earn paydays, and they send for some down parkies, and we use a lot of that. Like down field parties and nice boots from where we sing for some, and some all of that warm white man has been so good in fixing some garments too for areas of cold places, and we sing for them, and we use them, but we speak our language. And we hunt those eels, like we still do. We use the meat for food, like seal meat. We still hunt them, and our men bring them. They'll be hurt and walruses sometimes in the ice, and when men watch the movement of ice, and when it's suitable, they just get out and they walk. Tell walrus and bring them home, and we do that for food. We also, it's been, when we hunt them in spring, there's springtime, we go out hunting when the ice is less. Ice arrives from the north in November. It appears, but the shore ice, it gets so cold that your eyes will float up from the bottom of the sea around the shore. And when it's in some weeks strong enough, men like to watch that, and they know it. And you can walk on it after it's been there for some time, in a few weeks. And the mass of ice, like a continent, arrives from the north. And there'll be the walruses, the seals, and we go out. And there are even in winter time, with open places, there's whales come up once in a while. But in April, during that time, whales are out there. The ice is less, and we go out there. And the boats are good out. We make our boat out of a walrus hide that's been split. But there was a time when white man came, and there are many things that white man brought. And when his boat, they used to bring a wooden boat, another smaller one, another big one. Our men, just with their help, white man's help, they get them, order them with their fox skins. They get the trap boxes over there on an island, and the store buy them, and some companies buy them fox skin, white fox skins in the wintertime. It opens and it closes. So they were getting those boats, and from the whale have bailing, that's their teeth. When they call them and they bring them and tie them to the shore ice, and there, when no more devils at night, they will work. A lot of us go down and work with whales and cut the skin, black skin with blubber. When we eat, we're not hungry anymore, we're light. That is good for him. He doesn't make anybody sick. That's our food. Quail. And then, so this quail is brought in. Now, we don't use that because they learn that both that companies we get from Sarasota, from St. places like that, when it goes like this out there in the ocean, there'll be ice. Sometimes they hit the ice and they break. So they don't do it. Only in summertime they travel way along the shore and they couldn't pamper. But we still, so we use our wireless high phone. They don't break when they hit on the ice. That walrus hide is pliable and it's split. It's so thick. We eat that too. We use every female. We call it mamuna. And then that, so there'll be herds of walrus there. Just as soon as it is nice, they get out and maybe they kill one and all of them run down to the sea. And there will be a whole lot of work bringing them home. Somebody would give them with big tusks. And we'd carve them. Now we have carvings to make carvings of where a white man buy them. So this meat is used for our food. And in some springtime, when there's less ice is less, they go out by boat. And they kill this time of the year, they kill quails too. When the ice is left, at this time they bring home walrus. So they pull the whole thing up on the ice. Otherwise, they cut them like this for food. But this one we want to use it for boat. They open, cut one up here. And they will work and get the prickly skin off and take them home and with there's ulu, we call ulu, we call ula. And we just clean the blubber off. All the and young men sometimes work with their knife, get that blubber or fat off from the skin. When it's all clear, they can wrap this and put it in some little corner and keep it in a few days and the hair will come off. And when its hair come off in springtime, they can make holes all around it and tie a rope and put them in the sink, washing it. And in a few days, they haul them up. We always watch them to see if it's okay. And then bring them in springtime in June. There's a great big frame with this big but they climb. There's a ladder. They put a ladder and wood across it. We don't have trees on the island, we have some wood drifting from the sea. So there are some places along the shores of the island where piles of wood is found, drifting from the sea, underneath some of them rotten. But then we bring the log here and put it up there, and the woman will climb up there. They help her climb for spring. This walrus hide is put in this half of that frame with wood there, and they just make holes around the skin, great big walrus skin. Walrus are big animals, and then they put it on the frame like that, and the woman climb up there. First, the men, before they put it in the frame, they put it on the ground They work on, started with a knife all around. They're gonna split it in half. It's so thick. All around, not this side. It's going to make a bigger. Great big skin from half. Splitting it. So the woman is up there with her little oil. They have to work, know how to, so that one side is not thicker than the other. They will just all day do that, getting lower and lower and lower. And when the nights are not dark anymore, when the sun goes down and in few hours come up again, they'll be in the light of the sun over here, they work. And when it's down to the, they leave it about this place there where they not spread. So it will be open like this. And when she get down, no more, and then they'll, men will work and get that down and straight it like this, a great paper. That, she was up there, and then half tall, they put it up to her. Great big skin is put up in the frame, and leave it when summertime for drying. And that's what they use for to make a boat. And there'll be peace put there, and the women. Men get some wood from the shore, because we don't have trees. And they find them along the shore. And they will make a boat, and then this over it. And women sew some part of it. There's a sinew, braid we use from the muscles of the animals, like whale's muscles. They use it for spread after they dry, after cleaning when they dry, they can spread them, and the elderly woman like to sit down and make threads for the boat making. And that's the way the boats are made. To go out hunting, so because they don't, even if they hit the ice, they won't break, they'll fly. If there's some questions, I will tell you.
How many skins for one boat? Just one skin?
Yeah, sometimes they put their piece put in. So the women sew like this. Also for top, they put another piece of them. They're bigger, little more than one wall size for regular size. Some are big boats and some small ones. They used to make kayaks. Now we don't have those kayaks anymore. They used to go out and the man in there and tie it around here, and he goes out with a paddle. They still use paddles, but now they use motors too. They travel fast with even road.
Do people still use harpoons?
Yes.
They don't use rifles?
Yes, they use rifles too. For viruses. Some of them still use harpoons.
I heard that if you shot a whale, it would sink. So you have to use a harpoon. But I wondered if that was true.
For whales, they harpoons. They don't shoot them. There's some kind of bomb they call bomb. I heard of the bombs when they go out hunting, because they bring it, they got it from the ships.
Will a walrus sink if you shoot it?
Yeah, somehow. So they have to be careful when they hurt them, they get out. And when one is shot with a gun now, all those will start going away, but they are careful to get out and get the rope on the walls and get him, even either get him on the ice or take it home, tie it to the boat. And they have ropes made of walls, made of a big seal skin that they use them out there. Now they have this white man's rope too, because they're okay, they don't break. But our walls, there's a way to make rope. Those seal skins are cut certain way, not open like this. But when they want to make them for a rope, they'll bring the big seal home. And then they just open it around here, cut it here, and cut them in until they get very far down, and then they turn the inside out and cut some more, and cut them around their feet, up higher than their feet, and take out the meat. So we always hung them up. Those seal meats, hung them up, and we get some, cut some and boil them and eat them, even after they dry a little. That way we can put them in big containers of seals. This seal is either after going through some cleaning, after cleaning, and then they inflate them until they're big and round, and dry them like that. Either to make them to floats, going out hunting, use them as floats, or to put meat in, to take oil from their be nice oil. And then we gather some green things from the mountain, some little leaves that we eat. Fell those pokes we call, fall, and keep them for over a year for winter with water. And after they get those green things, they get sour, being in that one like this, or in a barrel first, and then put them in there and put them up on the racks and outdoors, keep them up there for winter. Anytime we want some in winter, we climb and cut some on there when they are frozen, chop some off and bring some home and make a budak oil. Now we put sugar and make nice round ones and put them into squares after they grind them good. Make them like that, squares. And then there are various to how we fix those, like that sugar and oil. And but that's how we meet the bones of the skins of the wild.
You know, on these whales, sometimes you lose something, right?
Hmm?
On these whales, sometimes you lose, huh?
Yeah. Lose,
yeah,
some are lost.
Yeah. That's what some of my buddies told them. They hit so many, but some of them is lost. Wounded, and you throw them away.
Yeah, some of them wanted them to get away. It's very hard to bring them home, and so it's a great work going on that time to be sure and bring them home.
But some do get away, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they found the dead one along the shore in summertime. We can just use them as food again, even if they don't smell too fresh anymore. We can still use them for food when we come ashore on that. The dead ones come ashore on the shore. So all those whales, walrus, Those are seals. We find them along the shore once in a while. Later on, they find those and use them for setting their traps for fox trapping. They did a lot of fox trapping, but we have white fox. We never used to have reindeer on the island. I supported few from some place, and we began to have reindeer herds all over on the island. We use those reindeer for food, and there we used to get it from Siberia. Our houses like that, I drew it someplace. My notebook. We have driftwood. I was sticking like this for a house and an entranceway and a walrus hide on top. And there is a reindeer skin room with walrus hide floor. There are nanniks, Muscomo lamps burning in their clay for seal oil and moss too. We find moss and dry it for the music for a week. And that is a home. We used to get our skins from there, from Siberia. Before I was born, let's see, they bring a few reindeer, some soup helping us. We bring a few reindeer and now they multiply. When I was born, I was born in that kind of walrus hide home. With a reindeer skin in there, reindeer skin rope. And we have a log here where we sit under the reindeer skin curtain here. We come in like that. And we have a reindeer skin, some winter reindeer thick, but the thin ones we use them to put garment, knee clothes, partisan pants, and muffler. But the thin one, thick one is from winter reindeer. Mm-hmm. And we dry them, and we use them to put them around, put them here, where the log is, and coming in. We put this, where the Eskimo lamps are there. And we put that reindeer, thick reindeer skins here and there and there. The whole family we put there. And that's how we would sleep. On the inside this reindeer skin room, there's reindeer skins we go to bed. We used to get that from Siberia, but now we get it ourselves from ever since we have reindeer. But now, a lot of it, we don't use it anymore. Not too long ago we did. I was a small child when I used to sleep in a reindeer skin in that kind of home. But modernized a little bit with windows then. But we live, now we have electricity and we live in with the beds.
Fine, I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I took more slow, maybe. Much more.
Can you go to the library, please?